Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We're a week away from the first workout between pitchers and catchers in Bradenton. A week, like from right now. And this camp is going to be different than any this team's had in a long time. Good morning to you. Good Wednesday morning. I'm Dan Kovacevic of DK Pittsburgh Sports. This is Daily Shot of Pirates. It comes your way bright and early every weekday if you're into football and or hockey. I also offer up daily shots of Steelers and Penguins. Same way, every morning, same place. Shouldn't be too hard to find. 18 of the Pirates' top 30 prospects, as ranked by MLB Pipeline, will be part of big league camp. Not just in camp, they're all in camp, but will be part of big league camp. And you can take that a couple of different ways. You can say, well, out of some of these guys, Tamar Johnson, for example, number 4 overall pick in the most recent draft, this organization's top prospect is going to be around the big boys just to get the proverbial feel, just to get to know some of them, just so that Derek Shelton and his coaches can get acclimated to him on a first-name basis. And it's a little bit of a reward, too. It's a little bit of an honor. This is not something the Pirates are doing that's out of turn. They do this all the time with their first-rounders. So that's one thing for Johnson to be in. It's quite another to have a whole bunch of these guys in. 18 is a really, really large number of prospects. Usually what you have are your 26 guys that you're expecting to be on your active roster. You have your NRIs or the non-roster invitees. Get used to some of these acronyms if you're new to baseball. NRI, non-roster invitee. And you'll have a few other hopefuls and hangers-on that are really guys that are just going to end up being depth in Indianapolis, but you make agreements with them or their agents in the offseason that, hey, listen, we know you're not going to use our guy. We know you have him ticketed for Indy. If you could have him up in the first week of camp, it doesn't cost you anything, doesn't cost a roster spot. It'll really help our guy, and it helps for the future forge good relations with a particular agent. And that's kind of stuff that you never hear anybody really talk about, but I know this to be true in the many years that I've covered baseball. But 18 prospects being in camp signifies something, well, that's a little bit more important, which is that you have now more younger players closer to being where they need to get to. That, of course, being Pittsburgh. And in continuing this week's spring training preview theme, that's got me more interested and invested in this spring training than anything else. Way more than having Kutch back. Seeing Kutch at Bradenton is just going to feel like seeing palm trees there. You know, it's nothing. It's just it's supposed to be the case. Seeing some of the newer acquisitions, the, you know, G-Man Choi, Carlos Santana, Rich Hill. I mean, it's a learning experience. You need to get to know them. You need to see what they've got. You need to see how they acclimate themselves. But in the time that I'm there, beginning in just a few days, I don't want to see the kids, you know? I want to see at-bats from these guys, even if it's just, you know, a couple. And that's all you get to see in grapefruit ball because they're not around for very long. They'll be around for 2-3 weeks max. And you'll see Henry Davis in games. You'll see Nick Gonzalez in games. You'll see Quinn Priester pitch in games. Mike Burrows. These are the ones that, in addition to being, you know, high-end types, are closer. So I'll be way more interested in them, to be blunt with you here, than I will in Tamar Johnson. I want to see the guys that are potentially going to have an impact this year. and selfishly, as the guy who does a show every day for topical purposes, it'd be awesome if they were awesome. Because in addition to all the other benefits that come with that, and overriding or erasing a 2022 in which most of the baseball world saw most of the Pirates' better prospects as having taken a step backward, largely due to injury, but that's still seen as a step backward in development because you didn't develop, did you? I'd also love to see the Pirates and the management people squirm just a little bit over what they'd have to do if someone was just out of this world spectacular. You know what I'm saying? Come on, you would too. If you have, let me pick out a name here, just for fun. Oh, haven't even mentioned him yet. Eddie Rodriguez, who's probably their actual best prospect, meaning right now. If Andy were to just go off and Austin Hedges, the veteran defense-first catcher, actually defense-only catcher that they brought in as a free agent, were to do what he normally does, which is to hit 163 like he did last year for Cleveland, and Andy just goes nuts, and they're going to get on the plane to go to Cincinnati for the opener with Austin Hedges as the starter, which they will, by the way, unconditionally. Hey, that's fun. You know, that's fun for all of us, and I'm no exception to it. That's a conversation I'd love to see concoct itself. When we come back, J1Q. This portion of Daily Shot of Pirates is brought to you by our friends at North Shore Tavern, that's directly across Federal Street from PNC Park. It's home of Steak on a Stone, an eating experience, underscoring the word experience. The steak is brought to you partially cooked on an 800-degree stone, and you do the rest. It's a ton of fun, it's a great meal, and it's a baseball atmosphere like no other in Pittsburgh. North Shore Tavern, right across Federal Street from PNC Park. Today's J1Q comes from Sean, who says, DK, I'd be very interested in your take about G-Man Choi being held back from the World Baseball Classic when at the same time the Pirates are allowing Rowanzi Contreras and others to participate. Call me crazy, but that seems to be backward. A position player is not really hurting himself all that much by playing, but a pitcher is using up valuable innings for the coming season, especially when he's being counted on to be one of your top starters. I understand that Choi is coming off an injury, but by all accounts, this was very minor. Both he and the Pirates said so at the time, and he clearly wanted to represent his country based on the statement that he put out. Seems like yet another tone-deaf move from a public relations standpoint. Well, Sean, if you mean public relations in Seoul, I could see your last point. But this one isn't going to move the needle in Pittsburgh at all, unless you're like my man Sean and you pressed play this morning on a podcast that's entitled Daily Shot of Pirates, because you'd have to be really, really into this to even be aware of it. Choi is not that important, and I don't mean that in some mean way. He's not a star. He's not part of this team's, you know, longer-term future in any capacity. And really, when it comes to his ability and what he can bring, I don't have to share an opinion. In 113 games with the Rays last year, he slashed .233, a decent .341, and a virtually non-existent .388 slugging percentage with 11 home runs, 52 RBIs. This isn't someone about whom there's going to be some big ruckus raised, and certainly not over the World Baseball Classic, which is still, for the most part, a non-entity in the United States of America when it comes to public consumption. Now, I'll go further. I'll challenge your statement there that the injury is minor. He had elbow surgery. That's not an injury. That's surgery. That's different. Now, it was a minor procedure, but that doesn't make it a minor matter. And Choi himself, in his statement, acknowledged that he had just started hitting out of the cages. I'm going to read this for you specifically. This is, again, right off of what was written. "I was healthy enough to take live batting practice recently. I'm extremely disappointed and deeply hurt because I was building up nicely for the national team training camp in the middle of this month and the first round of the WBC." He just started taking live BP. He hasn't even had a chance to have a setback. Do you follow what I'm saying here? And if you're the Pirates and you're in arbitration with this player, which, by the way, the two sides are, they are apparently going to a hearing. Choi has filed at $5.4 million and the Pirates at $4.65, obviously around an $800,000, a little bit less of a gap there. And you're the Pirates and you know that you could be committing $5.5 million and you're the Pirates and you don't commit that to like anyone, you're going to be a little bit more guarded about your investment. The last thing you want is for him to go and get hurt or even just delayed. If he's going to have a setback, let him have a setback under the Pirates' medical supervision right there in Bradenton. Let him, to use Choi's own words, build up right there in Bradenton in games that don't matter, in grapefruit ball or off to the side or over in minor league action at Pirate City. That's how you want to do that. I'm with the team on this one. I really am. A, this player's, he's not that big a deal. And B, they have every right to protect their imminent investment. Now, as for Contreras and who's going to be representing the Dominican, David Bednar is going to be representing the United States, of course. These guys, there's going to be others too from the team. These guys are going to go as a matter of course. Major League Baseball isn't going to tolerate teams just randomly holding guys out. They're going to need to show with proof that a player was held back with cause. Well, they don't have to worry about that in Choi's case because he had surgery and because he just started swinging against live pitching. So this apples and oranges getting Contreras and other guys involved in this. Yeah, so not a big deal. That's kind of my summation here. I appreciate the question. I appreciate everybody listening to Daily Shot of Pirates. We'll continue the spring preview run tomorrow.